the current governance of the Board of Pension Fund, $110 billion, is overseen by the governor and the attorney general and the chief financial officer of the state, three elected officials. And the thing that I have been concerned about is that these three elected officials, whoever they might be, do not necessarily come to the board of trustees with any kind of financial background or experience or knowledge of pension funds. And as we've seen in these critical times of financial crisis in the last couple of years, I asked the board to undertake a governance study, which we did. And a couple of weeks ago, the people who performed the study, they were our staff people, came back. They called 10 of the largest pension funds in the country, a few others. And what we learned from that is that, in general, most of the pension fund boards around the country do not have elected officials as board members. And, in fact, none of them have a governor or an attorney general as a board member. So that's why I called for today. I asked the other board members to join with me in asking the legislature to explore changing the legislation to enable us to expand the board and provide for members of the board who do have investment, financial, or accounting background and experience.
And could there be a conflict of interest to have the Attorney General be on the board that oversees the SBA?
Well, to the extent that if there are legal issues that arise around the activities of the board or the investment managers or even the board members themselves, with the Attorney General of the state being one of the board members, then it seems that there would be a conflict for an attorney in the Attorney General's office to, in effect, be investigating himself.
If you could tell me about the recommendations you put forward today at the cabinet, and also what the result was, it being put off, the decision being put off.
Well, the first recommendation was to ask the legislature to change the laws to provide, to expand the board and include people with investment experiences, as well as the other thing we found was that many of the boards do have representation from the retirees and the recipients. So that was the first recommendation. The second one was to require that all the board members, along with some of the advisory boards associated with the pension fund, undergo annual fiduciary training. This is a common best practice to assure that all the board members understand what their legal and financial obligations are. And we also, my third recommendation was that rather than use internal auditors and accountants to provide financial statements and look at internal controls and compliance, that we actually engage external independent accounting firms to provide us with financial information, compliance information, and that sort of thing. And unfortunately, the governor and the attorney general were not prepared to address the issues today, and they have been deferred to our next quarterly board meeting in December.